Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nasta Praishu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. Srimad Bhagavatam, the reading of 10th Canto, Chapter 46, The Grinding of the Sandalwood. Oh, this chapter is called Urva Visits Vrindavan. Verse 14. Tam agatam samagamya Krishnasya nucharam priyam Nanda pita parisvadya Vasudeva Diarchayat Samagatam Samagamya Krishnasya Anucharam Priyam Nanda Pita Parisvaja Vasudeva Diarchayat Samagatam samagamya Krishnasya anucharam priyam Nanda pita parishvadya Vasudeva diyachaya. Samagatam samagamya Anybody else? Sandalwood grinders? Okay. Words. Word means. Tam. Him. Uddhava. Agatam. Arrived. Samagamya. Approaching. Krishnasya, of Krishna, Anucharam, the follower, Priyam, dear, Nanda, Nanda Maharaj, Prita, happy, Parishvadya, embracing, Vasudevadya, thinking of Vasudeva, Lord Vasudeva. Achyat, worship. Translation. As soon as Uddhava arrived at Nanda Maharaj's home, Nanda came forward to meet him. The cowherd king embraced him in great happiness and worshipped him as non-different from Lord Vasudeva. Purport. Uddhava looked just like Nanda's son, Krishna, and gave pleasure to anyone who saw him. Thus, although Nanda was absorbed in thoughts of separation from Krishna, when he saw Uddhava coming toward his house, he became aware of external events and eagerly went out to embrace his exalted visitor. Omagana tamarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah. Shri chaitanya manabhishtam stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa gadamayam dadati sapagamashitam. Bandeham Shigaro, Shijuta, Padagamam Shigarum, Vaishnavam Sta, Shirupam Sakajatam Sahagana, Raghunatam, Mitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Padijana Sahaitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shiradha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Valita, Shivishakam, Mitam Sa, E Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bando, Jagapate, Gope, Shigopika, Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tamagatam samagamya krishnasna krishnasya anucharam pyam nanda pita parishvajya pasudeva dhyachaya. As soon as Uddhava arrived at Nanda Maharaj's home, Nanda came forward to meet him. The cowherd king embraced him in great happiness and worshipped him as non-different from Lord Vasudeva. So Krishna has gone out to Mathura to protect the residents of Mathura. There are some transcendental excuses for this given. One is that he had to comfort his parents that had not seen him. And there are others. He had to protect the city of Mathura. If he wasn't there, then Jarasandha would come, thinking that this rascal, Krishna Balaram, they have killed Kamsa. And Kamsa was, of course, married to the daughters of Jarasandha. And he would come there and cause great havoc. Krishna had to maintain the position there. But Rupa Goswami and other acharyas have explained also that Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. So that's a great quandary for devotees. How are they feeling separation? So that's something to meditate on. Because Nanda is also feeling great separation. And what to speak of gopis and Radharani. So we get to that later. But so when Uddhava came, there's many significant points just in this verse of this purport, although it's a short purport. I'd say it's about two sentences. Exactly two sentences. Main point is that the coward king embraced him in great happiness and worshipped him as non-different from Lord Vasudeva. Krishna himself says that in third canto. He's speaking that Uddhava's notavo nyapi madnyunyo, he says, this Uddhava is not different from me. Notavo, not even alpo, tiny bit. He's completely equal to me in all respects. So Uddhava had many important missions, of course. Like he also heard the Uddhava Gita. It's 22 chapters or so, give or take, in 11th canto. And Acharya Vishwanatha Chakravarti also stresses other acharyas that after hearing 10th canto, one must hear 11th canto. So although Krishna speaks throughout Bhagavatam, and he speaks in Bhagavad Gita. He speaks 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita, but he speaks 22 chapters to Uddhava, very important things. Uddhava was also deputed to go to Badrik Ashram and speak with Narayan Rishi for the benefit of, and give the topmost secrets that he had learned from Krishna. So, and he was also given this mission here to comfort the residents of Vrindavan. In this way, he also learning the higher ecstasies, prema, of these residents of Vrindavan. There's always a learning curve, so to speak. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is learning, he's getting some instruction from Ramananda Roy in Madhya Lila. Premaiva Goparamanam, one of the verses there spoken in that section, that Uddhava wants to understand this. Asam aho charnarena jisam aham sam. Later on, I think later on, he has a verse that he just wants to become. Kimapi gumalata oshodinam, one of the creepers, one of the oshodi, kimapi gumalata oshodinam, lata is a creeper, bhakti lata, or one of the herbs or anything growing around Vrindavan so that gopis may step on his head. So he wants that benediction. So vigorous grinding is very nice, but if it's quieter, it's even better. It's so absorbed, probably don't even hear me. Right? She's absorbed in prema. Oh, she's got bad hearing. That helps too. Grinding is good. Actually, even flower garlanding, Prabhupada chastised the devotees for making, it's very quiet flower garlanding, making garlands. And Prabhupada said, you won't hear. You'll simply do nonsense if you don't hear. So this is what's going on. Many in the material world, people are not hearing transcendental messages. Vasudeva kata ruchihi. Sushu shosha dadana savasudeva kata shyam hatseva avibra. So there's always the Mahat. Here, Uddhava is such a great Mahat, great personality, non-different from Krishna. Still, he goes to Vrindavan. He gets his benediction that he can get the association of Nanda Maharaj. And he's trying to comfort them. Throughout this chapter, Uddhava's mission is to comfort. How can he comfort them? He tries anything. That they haven't eaten, they're so skinny, it was described, they're just like rods. And they weren't even preparing food. Neighboring villagers from other villages were coming to give Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda some sustenance, some buttermilk, some yogurt, something to eat, a little bit. But on this day, it's described later that when Uddhava came, someone showed up with some sweet rice. But on their own, they couldn't prepare anything. They couldn't do anything. There was such separation. So these are the highest symptoms of separation that we're going to hear about. The maximum thing that we can hear in the Bhagavatam. Separation from Krishna. And all the symptoms, not only the gopis, but also here in the beginning. Later on in the next chapter, we'll get some of that. But in this chapter, the Mother Yasoda, she couldn't even speak. When Uddhava came, he was speaking with Nanda Maharaj, and Mother Yasoda was... Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvipa, then his mother, Sachi Mata, she was experiencing similar symptoms. They'd say, where's Krishna and Balaram? And people would see her. She was just in ecstasy of this separation, but it's very a painful type of ecstasy. When Mahaprabhu first went to take sannyas, then none of the residents could even eat for like 2 weeks. His close associates. They were showing this similar symptoms. Mahaprabhu also, he takes this form, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, just to experience what Radharani is going to be feeling, or feels in this next few chapters, speaking with the bumblebee. And these are the highest things that we aspire for. Even Rupa Goswami, It is said even before meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he composed these books, the Hansadutta and the Uddhava Sandesh. The Hansadutta describes that the gopis are feeling such separation, and Lalita and other gopis, they're speaking with a swan, and they're giving the swan different directions, what to say to Krishna. It's a very ecstatic book. And then he composed the Uddhava Sandesh, which is in this mood that Krishna is feeling. Some of the things that Krishna is feeling, like he's telling Uddhava that although the gopis are feeling that their separation, their pain of separation is just like a great Mount Sumeru, but that's only an atomic fragment of what I'm feeling, separation from gopis. Uddhava is supposed to convey this mood, because although he's Krishna, but he's in the form of Vasudeva, and he knows that he's been separated from the original form of Krishna, and that Krishna is still in Vrindavan, although he's hiding from the gopis, and from his parents. So what my friend Kushakrata, he translated this a long time ago, 20 years actually, I guess 1994, Uddhava Sandesh, and means the message that was given. So Rupa Goswami, he is empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand the mood of Krishna and his separation. And I thought, since we don't usually read Uddhava, that this would be the proper time to introduce a few of the verses. Because I read through, it's like 131 verses. I couldn't really say what should be said. Most of it's, all of it's transcendental, but a lot of it has to do with the gopis. But because it's in this, within this pastime, what did Krishna, what is this message? So Rupa Goswami is telling us what this message is. First verse says, of course, the Sanskrit is too wonderful, but even Kushakrata's English is quite nice, poetic. Later on, Kushakrata, after translating like something like 200 books, started to compose his own Sanskrit verses. When you become so absorbed like this, these things happen. It's kind of a natural outflow. He used to give me all the books. I can never read his books, because I thought how I should read his slokas when I didn't think it was like puffed up. I just thought he must be so advanced writing these verses. But on the other hand, I thought it's a priority to read that he's translated Rupa, Raghunath, Sanatan, and so many of the other great acharyas in our line, Vishwanath and Prabodhana Saraswati. But then today I thought I should read some. Even once Dasarath told me that he thought that Kushakrata's slokas were almost on the level of their slokas. So I thought, wow, if Dasarath says that, he knows a lot about this stuff. Maybe I should start reading it. And he said that emphatically, and I was like shocked. So I'll just read English for now. So this is Krishna, he's in Mathura, standing on the roof of his pastime palace, glancing at the city of Mathura below, a city opulent with a great canopy of flowering young trees, his heart now trembling, glorious Lord Krishna remembered the friendship of the people in Gokula's forest. So, it's not like standing at the Empire State Building looking down, or some big building in New York looking down at these skyscrapers, but it's slightly different. His lotus garland trembled as he sighed. Streams of tears flowed from his eyes, remembering the glory of the gopis' pastimes and love. His heart trembling with longing, he became stunned like a painted picture. So gopis means also Mother Yasoda. She's feeling this, she's a gopi, but she's feeling this maternal affection. Thinking in his heart, yearning to cross over the ocean of his sufferings, he went to the flat roof of his palace, a roof paved with mosaics of jewels. Yearning to speak of his desire and his voice splashed with waves of love, he approached Uddhava. Now, sometimes we go to Mathura, it doesn't look like it did during Krishna's time. But even up to 1,000 years ago, before the Yavanas, Mleches, these are romantic words for, but they just, it used to look like, it was described in the 8th and 9th century by explorers that the opulence of Mathura, even then in the 8th and 9th century, was so fabulous that they couldn't even speak of it. It was still jeweled, and it was almost like you read about, almost, even up till then. So this is not some phantasmagoria, but it actually was like that. O Uddhava, O ocean of virtues, you are the first of all my friends. Because of your advice, the Yadavas have attained eternal opulence and glory. I wish that you will work to fulfill a certain desire of mine. The right person will bring fulfillment of this desire. So Uddhava is the right person to bring this message, Krishna says. He always takes the advice of Uddhava. Even when you read Uddhava Gita, then Krishna, he describes so many things like the yoga process, very heavy, you know. The yoga process, you have to do pranayama. It's more detailed than Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says in a nutshell, but it's more detailed than Uddhava Gita. Jnana, yoga, so many things. But then Uddhava, similar to Arjuna, he says, well, you know, I don't know who's going to be able to do all this stuff. You should, at the end, near the end of Uddhava Gita, like he speaks many famous verses to Uddhava. Nasadhyati mam yoga nasankhya dharma Uddhava. Uddhava's name comes up so many times, but he's speaking with Uddhava. And he says, actually, I can't be pacified by yoga, gyan, so many things. Ekaya grahya, bhaktya bhagavatam grahya, only by bhakti. Even Krishna describes to Uddhava that he wants to set the example how one has to follow the pure devotees. That he said, even I follow the pure devotees. I become purified by taking the dust of the pure devotees. Nirvairam samadarshana, because they're nirvairam. He said the best way to achieve bhakti yoga, samadarshana, is to become samadarshana. In fact, Krishna's instructions are almost traumatizing if you read it. He said, one wants to just begin bhakti yoga, even he should give up all embarrassment. And he should pay dandavats to every living entity. Every ant, every tree, all snakes, bugs. Vidya, vinaya, sampani, brahmani, gavihar. So these are not, and we might think of these things as some preliminary steps, but Krishna says, no. Nirvairam, nirapeksham. One has to become completely free of all affinity in this material world. The best way is to see me within every living entity and see me everywhere. And he says, such a person, I take the dust of their feet on my head and I sprinkle it on the world. I purify myself in the world. Of course, the acharyas say that Krishna is walking behind taking dust, but his dust inconceivably is hitting the devotee also. And the devotees have become purified with Krishna's dust. Another thing that is said by Uddhava in Uddhava Gita, naiva upayam yapachitim, this is quoted in reference to how one should accept Guru in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That one, naiva upayam yapachitim kavayas tevesha brahmayu sapikritam medamudasmaranta. Even if he gets a life of Brahma, or even, what to speak of life of Brahma, hundreds of lives of Brahma, brahmayu sapikritam medasmaranta, he could never describe, even if he's the great kavi or poet, the greatest sage, he could never describe how much we owe to Krishna. Because Krishna appears as externally as the guru and internally as the antaryami, super soul. And he brings the devotee back to Godhead like that. So after describing this yoga system, at the end, what does Krishna say? Another verse quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tadamita Tvam Pratibhajamano. He achieves Amrita. Mayatma Bhuyaya Chakalpate Bhai. He achieves equality to me. Just as Uddhava. So Uddhava is a very intimate associate, what to speak of gopis. He wants to achieve what the gopis have. Still, we can also achieve by chanting Vasudevana Chintaya, not deviating. Vasudeva Paradeva. Here the word Vasudeva is used. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, first canon, Vasudeva Para Yoga. He is the goal of this yoga. Vasudeva Parakriya, all activity. Vasudeva Paral Tapa, all the tapasya. Vasudev is given 8 times. Vasudev, Vasudev, Vasudev. So he is non different from Krishna. He is Vasudev in this verse. Vasudeva Shabditam. Lord Shiva says one's mind has to be absorbed in Vasudev. So I'll read a few more verses from this. Uddhava Sandesh, giving us, Rupa Goswami is giving us a glimpse of how Krishna is feeling, his mood, when he's giving his instruction to Uddhava. When hearing the king's proud words, I quickly left Vrindavan, the king meaning Kamsa. I quickly left Vrindavan. I went to Mathura with Akrura. The gopis entered a circle of the flames of separation from me. Oh, my friend, somehow they have remained alive. Oh, friend, among them is Radha, who is more dear to me than life, and who possesses a great mountain of sweetness. It has no rival in all Brahma's creation. It is only because of the very hopeful words of her friends that Sri Radha still carries the very painful burden that is her life. So we can get a little idea also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he appears to feel this mood of Radharani, and how to show. O crest jewel of counselors, please go to the Gopa King Nanda's palace on the jewel slope of Nandishvara Hill, a hill surrounded by trees embraced by flowering vines. Please tell Radha, who has been bitten by the poisonous snake of separation from me, the news about me. Please make her happy. Dear friend, in this world there are many holy places, places that are forms of my very self, places I have created to please devotees like yourself. Still, I vow to you again and again, and I do not lie to you. No other holy place pleases me more than Braj. If they were not always drenched by a flood of tears from the gopis' eyes, all of Raj's trees would have burned in a great fire of separation from me. They would have walked on the pathway that leads to death. Dear friend, when their own sufferings are as great as Mount Meru, the gopis do not suffer as much as when I feel a tiny particle of suffering. Therefore, please hide from them the unbearable suffering I feel in their separation. So Krishna is saying, I feel way more separation, but don't tell them. The gopis are feeling unbearable, but mine is much more. So this is the reciprocation of these great devotees with Krishna. It gives us an idea that Krishna is feeling, not only the gopis are feeling separation, Krishna is feeling, that's why he has sent Uddhava to Braj. Please hide from them the unbearable suffering I feel in a separation. Oh, my brother. He is a brother. He's a cousin brother. But Vedic understanding that a cousin is also a brother. Brata, he says, this verse says, Brata, Nandishvara Girin Mito Yashatas Te Viduram. Oh, my brother, the path you will follow to far away Nandishvara Hill is said to be beautiful, straight, and good. When you fall into the ocean of bliss in Gokula, I will become very happy. So Krishna will become very happy. He's feeling great separation and pain, but he'll be very happy when Uddhava feels this bliss, and because he's going to make, like he is now, he's making Nanda very happy. So Krishna is feeling happy also. When a friend becomes happy, good persons think themselves happy also. But this is the mood of the gopis when we read in Ramananda Samvad, the gopi is becoming happy. They simply want to see that Radha, they're arranging all the dealings, the 16 things that the gopis do, the sakis in Vrindavan. Raj, they arrange the meeting of Radha Krishna, and they have notes and various things. And sometimes they chastise Krishna. They do various things. So the gopis feel, according to Kaviraj Goswami, 10 million times more bliss. All Radharani wants to see that the sakis are meeting with Krishna. So this is the mood, the Vrindavan mood, this is Krishna consciousness, that devotees are feeling bliss when someone else is experiencing ecstasy. Therefore, the Sankirtan movement is so important. The Prabhupada always had the devotees together. Sam means to kirtan is good, that's nice, but without Sankirtan, this is not the Kali Yuga Dharma. Sankirtana Yagye. A Subdanya. The most fortunate persons, they worship Krishna in a Sankirtan Yagya, together. Uddhava shows this example also. When he goes to Narayan Rishi, Prabhupada mentions it is a temple. And especially now. So devotees feel great ecstasy. They understand that Narayan Rishi, maybe not everyone, but especially the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they understand from Bhagavatam. Therefore, it is shown clearly that the temple is such an important place, as mentioned here in Uddhava Sandesh. All these places that I've established, they're all places of pilgrimage. Although Braj may be the greatest, but they're non-different. Moramam, Shri Vrindavan. My mind is Vrindavan. So wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mind is here also. He's non-different. Neshvare Kvachit. He's here being worshipped with all paraphernalia. Not just the paraphernalia, but the kirtan has to be there. Prabhupada warned us, empty temple. The devotees will think this has become golagraha, simply a burden. A guru left us a temple to do. Why should we go there? It will become empty. One can always argue and say, oh, my temple is my house. The Prabhupada established so many temples. He said, if your standard is the same as the temple that I have established, then you can stay in your temple, in your house. He said that at the installation of Gaura Nitaya in L.A. in 73. We have such a standard here. There's so many artiques going on. But if you have that standard, I'm sure Prabhupada was saying that sardonically. He didn't think that anyone had a standard. He also said LA stands for luxury account. So if we know everything that Prabhupada says, it's important. The more we know, he's given so, and the more we absorb our minds. We cannot get direct association of Uddhava, what to speak of Nanda Maharaj. But we have association of Prabhupada. He's given pinpoint detailed instruction how to act in every situation. Oh, that was 35 years ago or something. No. You can say like that. But we'll still take Prabhupada's standard over your new standard. Very nice music, Bhajan. On our phone. So, let me see if I can read another verse from Uddhava Sandesh. First, you should go to the place named Gokarna, where Lord Shiva, who captains the ship that leads people out of the ocean of troubles, stays. O wise one, nearby you should go to the place where Yamuna meets the Saraswati, a place that fulfills the living entity's desires. So here, from these verses now, several verses, then he tells him where to go in Vrindavan before he even goes to see Nanda Maharaj. And after that, then he's speaking what the gopis are saying. Krishna's going to tell him what the gopis are saying. For instance, how the gopis are in ecstasy of separation, some of the things that they're saying and thinking. Remember, Krishna is not supposed to be in Vrindavan. So Krishna is telling him. A gopi said, entering the land of Braj, Krishna is now charmed by the tinkling of your ornaments. O beautifully decorated gopi, please stop the wild dancing of your eyes. What hunter will carefully place a trap when with sweet music he has already captured a deer? A gopi said, O friend Chandravali, how did you learn the art of sweetly tinkling your anklets? Look, enchanted by that sound, Krishna now turns from the path to the Gopa king's palace. Now he frantically searches for the sound source. So we get an idea here. The gopis are feeling separation, but they are seeing Krishna. I yearn after Hari, who plays in Vrindavan forest. A friend replies, rascal, now I know that again and again you yearn for Nanda's son. The first gopi said, friend, don't worry, it is the splendid deer that I love. Then the purport here says, the word Harina is ambiguous. It may mean with Hari, it may mean many deer. Here the gopi originally meant the first meaning, meaning Hari, Krishna. But when she was rebuked for what she said, she insisted she really meant deer. In this way, the gopis spoke many profound and eloquent words. I yearn to have many millions of ears so that I may always drink the nectar of their words. Oh, dear friend, filled with love and bliss, the gopis' words were always very clear, cheerful, playful. So anyway, this is Rupa Goswami's book, one of his early works, Uddhava Sandesh, and we're getting the Uddhava's association. Any comments, questions? Yeah.
I think some devotee that was giving class mentioned that Krishna eternally stays in Vrindavan, but it's in a subtle form, not the, you know.
Well, I think the idea is that, at one point, Krishna, in the next few verses, in fact, Uddhava will tell Nanda Maharaj, he's trying to tell Nanda Maharaj that throughout the rest of the chapter, after a while, he'll say, actually, Krishna is God, you know. So, a little like what the gopis were told about the rasa dance, that you don't worry, he's already in your heart. He's the supreme Brahman, he's Paramatma. Why you should feel separation? And Nanda Maharaj is thinking, what's he saying? Baba, this telling me he's God. We already saw he killed so many demons. He did so many things, lifted a hill. You're telling us he's God. What is he? So, but even by telling that, it didn't change Uddhava's thought that Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, their mind wasn't changed. That they may know, but they're still thinking he's a child and they're feeling a separation. So many things come out. It's not like one thing, whether Krishna is there or not there. He's there, he's not there. One time Prabhupada said, just try to understand Krishna is not here. Just to give us the idea that, hey Radhe, Rajadevi ke chalarite, nanda sunakuta. Prema viva below. How the six Goswamis are overcome with praying, but they're looking for Krishna. They're looking for Krishna. So, And actually, Uddhava in his verse, when he says, aham, it says, Shruti Beva Migyam, all the Shrutis are looking also for Krishna. Shruti Beva Migyam, he's hidden. Veda Guhyani Hritpate, he's hidden from the Vedas even. So, but these Vedas personified, they want to become gopis also. And the gopis themselves are looking for Krishna. They're asking all the Tulsi trees, Tulasi, Kachit. They're asking the Tulsi, they're asking the Priyala, Chuta, all those different types of trees. Have you seen Krishna? They're completely overwhelmed. Then they're imitating Krishna. Paramecha Nivrita. So there's one ecstasy after another, and there's so many types of ecstasies. There's 33 Vyabhichari ecstasies, and all these types of bhav. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing them all simultaneously. That we'd never heard of, even in, we never even heard about it in these books. We wouldn't have even read Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranamamalam. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could, all these were like, ecstasies were like fighting within his body. He was saying like, all my senses are just on one horse and they want to go in different ways on one horse and they're galloping off. He's like a yogi, he can't control his mind. We can't control our mind because it's going after Maya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can't control his mind because all his senses in his mind, they're going constantly after Krishna. He's repeating all these verses. Rupa Goswami has written Radharani's mood that I'm attracted to three Krishnas now. This beautiful Krishna playing the flute, then this Krishna who's ankle bells are tingling and he has this beautiful dhoti, but she's seeing that there are three Krishnas. Krishna's everywhere, and Krishna himself in the Rupa Goswami's book, Lita Madhava, saying, I'm seeing Radharani everywhere in the space, behind me, paschatas, in front of me, I'm seeing Radharani everywhere. So Krishna's seeing Radharani even though he's in, and Prabhupada very defiantly when he was, it was mentioned to him on a morning walk that in Delhi the deities are called Radha, Partha, Sarathi. But no one thinks that on the chariot that's Krishna in Vrindavan. How is it Krishna with Radharani? So people used to challenge. Still they challenge. And Prabhupada said, no, Radharani is always with Krishna. Yes.
When I try to understand these things, it breaks down into, there's a tattva where it establishes the understanding of rasa, and then rasa uses tattva for its own purposes. You know, so ultimately, you know, if you look at it from tattva point of view, you have one set of questions that establishes the understanding that there's rasa, and then when you look at it from the rasa point of view, then tattva is just used, it serves for the rasa.
So, rasa, tattva, shar, what are those things? You know that verse,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's
prema, Krishna, tattva, bhakti, tattva.
Krishna, tattva, bhakti, tattva, prema, tattva, sara. That's the essence. But also, there's bhava, tattva, rasa, tattva, and lila, tattva, are. So it says Krishna conscious means understanding these six tattvas. So
Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana Mukta Samasya Jayate. Basically, it's Bhagavat Tattva, and it can only be understood through the bhakta himself, through Prabhupada, through the acharya. That verse is there. Bhagavatatta Vijnanam. One wants to get the Vijnan, realization. Then he has to go through the Bhagavad Bhakta.
So if we look at this, we could say, okay, we can understand Krishna Tattva explanation. Then you can understand the Bhakti Tattva explanation. Then the Prema Tattva explanation. Then the Bhava Tattva explanation. Then the rasa tattva explanation, and then a lila tattva explanation.
Bhagavan, bhakti, and bhakta. Three things Bhakti Siddhanta used to stress. The bhakta, bhakti, and Bhagavan. This defeats the Mayavada idea, because they have no idea. They just don't have it. Very fuzzy. There's no relation. There's no ecstasy. No, no Ananda. Anything else? All right, Hare Krishna.